Well, hey guys, it's Colby
and Kendall,
and welcome back to Can't Afford Therapy. It has been a hot diggity dog minute.
Hot diggity dog minute. It truly has been, but we're back.
We're back. We are. And just in time for Turkey Day. I just wanted to hop on before we like start chatting. I did want to say, like, guys, we are sorry. Life gets in the way sometimes. Like, it's just one of those things, like when you're moonlighting a passion project, it's so hard to have enough time to sleep. I was really, because I don't know if the podcast people know, I do a lot of the editing, like the audio editing for this. And I just didn't have enough time to like sleep.
No. And when Colby says a lot of the editing, she means all of the editing. So,
I mean, you're so not wrong.
And she's a very hard worker. So we've been wanting her to prioritize herself as well, her just energy. Plus, we've both had so much stuff going on in the past months, 2 months. So it's just been a lot all at once. So we kind of have to.
It really was like the perfect storm.
Mm-hmm.
Where it was like your wedding and then this happened and then we have this work. And honestly, like, I feel like my work was starting to lack, like, at my actual job because I wasn't getting enough sleep. Like, I was coming in later and later and later. And it was just getting to a point where I was like, okay, let's get enough sleep. And I also did take on a whole new endeavor, which I can't really discuss right now, but hopefully in a few months I'll be able to mention it. But like taking on that endeavor plus the podcast plus work, like, it's just been so freaking busy. And I like wasn't eating. Like, I had no time to eat, no time to sleep, no time to shower, like no time for anything. Like, my laundry's piling up. Like, so I don't want to lay it on thick, and I don't mean to, but you know, it's been honestly like, it was nice to have just a moment of breathing to be like, okay.
Yes.
Now I feel like I can get back in the saddle.
Yeah, definitely like catch up on everything and then try to just get a good routine moving forward, essentially. But just trying to get a good balance, I guess you can say.
A good balance, get like better at juggling. Sometimes when too many balls are in the air, you just can't juggle them.
Definitely. But let's just all give, you know, a round of appreciation for Miss Colby, Miss Coco over here for all the hard work she puts into this podcast.
Oh, thank you. I feel loved. I feel like I was getting people being upset that the podcast wasn't coming out. And it's like, that's good, though, because that means people care. It's like, I'm so sorry. I hate letting people down. That's like one of the biggest things I really, really hate. And I felt like I was letting them down, but I'm also like, it's good because I know it means they really enjoy listening. So
definitely, definitely.
It's like good and bad. But yeah, so it is the Tuesday before Thanksgiving Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
On a scale of 1 to 10, how excited are you? I kind of know this answer, but for the pod.
For Thanksgiving?
Yeah, Thanksgiving.
Well, let's see. Probably 5.
Okay, so like a good medium amount of excitement.
I'm a good medium. You know, Thanksgiving is not my personal favorite holiday. Don't get me wrong, it's a good holiday. It's just not my personal fave. That's all I got. I mean, we get really delicious food. I'm very excited about the food. But aside from that,
I'm
already ready. Yeah, I have a long drive to see my family. So, and you know, it's a long way there, which means it's also a long way back. And then, of course, soon after you have Christmas, which is, again, you know, just a lot of travel. So I'm gearing up for that.
Yeah, I think the traveling is everyone's worst nightmare when it comes to holidays.
Definitely, definitely. But not to be a Debbie Downer.
No.
What about you? What is your, like, on a scale of 1 to 10?
I am a 10. I am a hardcore 10. I'm so excited for Thanksgiving. And I feel like I used to not be a major Thanksgiving girly. Like, I was for sure more like you, where I was always kind of more of a medium, like, okay, here we go, you know? And I think that was because, like, I had a long drive to meet up with my family.
Mm-hmm.
And it was always like, you have to look presentable. You have to be on your best behavior and, like, all that. And the food was never that good, to me at least at the time. But now, I'm my mouth is watering thinking about that perfect bite. Like, you know, the bite where it's, I think we've talked about this before, but my bite, like, my perfect bite is there's a little bit of cranberry, a little bit of potatoes, a little bit of yams, and a little bit of turkey. And that is the most perfect bite. And it's just so freaking good.
Like, just a little of everything. Yeah.
Just like the teeniest bit of everything. I'm at that point where I don't want to overstuff myself on Thanksgiving. I'm more of a, like, I'm going to treat it like a regular sized dinner, but I'm going to make every single bite that perfect bite.
Ooh, I like that.
So it, like, makes me feel a little bit more excited knowing I'm not going to overstuff myself, because that was another thing I really hated, was how full I felt afterwards.
Definitely.
So making an agreement with myself has helped me a lot.
Yeah. I feel like I always try to be you, where it's like, yes, I'm not going to feed myself, but I always do. Yeah. Because I'm like, you know what? This is actually very tasty. And I will have that extra bite. Oh, I forgot we have pies. Lay it on me. Ice cream or whipped cream? Both? Like, is that
a little a la mode?
Is that a real question?
I know. And,
but
like,
yeah, I think I have to be a little mindful. I can't overstuff myself, especially with the drive on the way back. I can't fall asleep and just have poor Dom, like...
Yeah, you know, you're a good wife. I'm gonna be honest. I would fall asleep. I'd bring a pillow. I would literally bring a pillow and a blanket because I know I'm gonna fall asleep.
No, I feel bad because it's like nighttime. It's like, I'm sure he's also looking over. Like, gosh, she gets to sleep. Must be nice.
Yeah. But like, that's their duty. Like, that's what they signed up for as the significant other. So,
I mean.
That's what I say, I mean, at least.
Yeah. But I'm also nervous if I fall asleep in the car. What if that makes him tired? Like,
oh, yeah.
And then he's like drifting while driving. I can't do that.
So you guys,
my,
like,
safety.
You guys have a little chit-chatting?
Yeah, and try to keep it chit-chatting. He'll have his tunes on. I'll try to stand him.
What is there, like, what is there to say? Like, I just feel like when I'm... Maybe this is why I'm like single, because if I'm this tired and I'm, you know, just had a really good meal and I'm gonna, like, I'm ready to fall asleep, I don't think I could force myself to have a conversation with anybody, even a significant other. I would be like, listen, I love you so much. I can't speak to you. Like, I have nothing to say to you. Unless we were like debriefing the night, then I'm just gonna fall asleep.
Yeah. I was going to say it's probably like debriefing the night. Honestly, I don't even know sometimes.
Because, like, that'd be fun. Like, if you and I were in the car and, like, we had, like, something to debrief while driving. Oh, my God. Yeah, I'd totally stay up for that. But
yeah, it'll probably be a debrief. What our experience was, how we felt about the food, how we felt in general.
Yeah, for sure. I was going to mention, you reminded me of pies. And my family, we used to do Nations pies, Nations burgers.
Oh, yeah.
I have no idea if they're a national burger joint. I just know they're nowhere in the Bay Area, I don't think. We have to, like, drive inland to get them. Inland, California, I should specify. So, like, they were a distance to get, you know? They have that chocolate mousse pie. I don't know if you've ever had it. It is so freaking good. That's what I would look forward to.
I don't think I've had it.
Every year it was the chocolate mousse pie.
I don't think I've had that, but I love a good chocolate mousse pie.
Oh,
I'm also,
my God,
like, because
so
I'm
good.
Someone who likes, like, creamier pies. I'm not into cherry pie or apple pie. I don't know what it is about the chunks in the pies. I'm not about it. I love pumpkin pie. Would love a chocolate mousse pie.
This isn't very Thanksgiving, but what about banana cream?
Sometimes I'm like, is that too banana-y? But I think I would love it, actually.
Have you had one?
No, maybe, but I don't think so.
No, banana cream pie is genuinely so delicious. And it sounds so gross, but I swear to God, it is so tasty.
I can picture it. And I'm like, because I know what it looks like. I know it looks obviously gross. Yellow with cream. Yeah. And then sometimes don't they put those Nilla wafers on them?
Ooh, they do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's good. You know,
it's the Nilla wafers. I also
love Nilla wafers.
I do too. I haven't had them in.
I know. I haven't had them.
I can't tell you how long.
10 plus years. But the fact that you're mentioning them, I'm like, oh, you know what would hit right now? A Nilla wafer. Oh my God. We should tell the pod what we had today at work.
What did we have today?
When we left and came back.
Oh, you guys. We got the most delicious soft serve.
It was so good. We're both like sitting at our computers at work, and Kendall and I like sit almost next to each other. And I look over to her and I was like, you know what? I'm just craving a soft serve ice cream with chocolate dipped on top. And mm-hmm. She was like, scratch the chocolate dip for me. I just want the classic vanilla soft serve. And I was like, let's go to Wiener Schnitzel. And we were off.
Like, I'm in. Hop in the Mazda, girl.
Let's go.
Hop on it.
Blast off. So yeah, that was pretty
and it was easy. Quite delicious.
And it was so quick. It was so quick and tasty. And honestly, the office has been so hectic recently, in my opinion.
Yeah, I think for you, it's been super hectic. I think my people are kind of sleepy this week for the holiday, but I'm like, I'm looking over at you like.
Mine is so skewed then, my like outlook on work life right now. I don't know what it is. I just feel like this week is so freaking hectic. I feel like there's a million things to do.
I think you're just moving a little slower due to other circumstances. Okay, so from a native perspective, how do you feel about Thanksgiving?
Yeah, actually, I don't know. Have we ever talked about my native heritage on the podcast?
I don't know if we have.
I don't know if we have either. I'm Native American, for those who don't know. I just feel like this holiday is very commercialized, and it's fine to celebrate it as long as we're aware, which I think the public is becoming more aware of how this holiday really represents our land being taken over and like the genocide and the disease spreading of, you know, the natives. As long as we're aware that happened and we're not just glossing over that history, you know, we acknowledge it and we're like, okay, that happened. How can we do better? And still giving voices to natives. I think it's okay to enjoy a little turkey on a random Thursday in November.
Sorry, just the way you said that. It's okay to enjoy some turkey on a random Thursday.
In November, it's always like, what, the third or fourth Thursday? I don't remember. Mm-hmm.
I think it's the third. Yeah, you know what? It's actually crazy. Like, just thinking about it, it's like, you know, you always grow up and you're like, the pilgrims and the natives, you know, and they all sat together and they had.
They for sure said Indians back then, too.
I was trying not to go there.
I know, you're being PC.
But definitely, like, you know, it's like, oh, they had this nice big old spread. And yeah. And then it's kind of like when you think about it, you're like, was it?
Yeah, I remember what I remember from growing up was people like the teachers saying, oh, it's the pilgrims and the Indians coming together to celebrate this fruitful harvest. And that's what they broke bread together because there was just so much food from this amazing harvest. And okay, sure, fine. I just feel like there's a lot of myths around Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. And you know, we're going to keep this episode very brief, so we can't like dive into it too much. As much as I would like to go in, but we're going to stay a bit more just lighthearted tonight. But I do feel that it's okay to celebrate Thanksgiving as long as you're, you know, consuming native content. So following them on Instagram or watching more TV shows or movies that have native actors or native stories. There are movies you can watch that are giving light to the fact that natives are still people. Mm-hmm. We're not just a costume you can wear on Halloween, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah, just give us a voice and enjoy your turkey. Your turkey.
Gobble, gobble. Your turkey.
That was a lot of noise, I feel like. Okay, moving on. Do you have any crazy Thanksgiving stories?
I don't know about any crazy Thanksgiving stories. I'll tell you a story. Ooh. And I'll let you decide if we should keep it in or not.
Oh.
No, it's about my grandpa. Oh. So it's actually a really funny story about my grandpa, who is no longer with us, sadly.
Very recently, yeah.
Yeah, very recently. But a couple Thanksgivings ago, when he was doing a little better, he was taking some, it was like lotion, but it had CBD in it. And they would get this delivered from the dispensary. You know, the dispensary would come and deliver them.
My grandpa used to make his own, and it never really worked.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
Well, when they would deliver, they would also sometimes give them samples of random things, right? Ooh. It could be, you know, probably a joint that I'm sure they didn't do anything with. But this one specific time, they got some cough drops.
Oh.
And I think they put them away, whatever. But that Thanksgiving morning, he had like a slight cough. So he decided that he was going to take some cough drops. I'm sure he
what year was this?
Thinking this is probably like 4 years ago.
Okay. Before COVID.
So he's like, I'm going to take some, probably thinks it's just Halls or something. Well, come to find out it's not. It's one of like the edible cough drops.
Oh, shit.
And so we're all at my aunt's house. Like, where is Nani and Grandpa? Like, they should be here by now. And so we're calling, and Nani's like, he accidentally took a cough drop edible. We're getting there. It's just a little hard to get out the door right now. Like,
oh my gosh,
because he was also a bigger man, and like, he's obviously a little high at the moment. So it was really funny. So by the time he got there, he was in a great mood. Nonetheless,
zoinked out.
Down. He was very zoinked out.
I bet that turkey
I remember how happy
for him.
Yeah, we like made him a little plate. We just sat him down in the comfiest chair ever.
And he was happy. Super comfy. He said,
so happy. I would be like, Grandpa, what's going on? And he just has this like big smile on his face. You know, it was just like,
go Gramps.
He was having an unexpected good time. But I just remember we were a little worried at first because we're like, where are they? They should be here by now. They don't live that far. And my nanny's just like, we had a little issue. So we're working on it.
Ay, ay, ay.
So that was really funny. But other than that, you know, I really personally just love the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. I will put that on as soon as it comes on.
Yeah.
And just have it in the background. That actually is like probably my biggest Thanksgiving
tradition.
Like my top favorite thing. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I totally agree. I feel like I usually wake up a little late and I get the tail end of it and then it's re-airing.
Yeah.
And I'm like, woo, I get to see it again. I love the Thanksgiving parade. That's so true. That's so much fun.
It's something about it. It just makes it feel like, oh my gosh, it is a holiday. Like, I would love to go to New York and see that in person. That would be amazing.
Oh my God, it must be really chilly.
I feel the magic in my house as well when it's on. So,
yeah, and there's something about it. I feel like it kind of like starts the Christmas spirit too, because it's like it's Thanksgiving and it's gonna be Christmas. Oh my God, I sound like Buddy the Elf. And I'm singing and it's Christmas and I'm with Kendall and you know what? I am Buddy the Elf, but a little bit more pessimistic.
Okay. I see that. Little buddy.
Okay. That's wonderful. I love that for you. I'm so excited for you to get that wonderful experience this Thursday morning.
Thank you. I can't wait to turn it on. It might not be our channel, but it'll be on.
I know. It's not our TV station that we work for, but that's okay. Kendall, what do you give thanks for this Thanksgiving?
I give thanks for my friends, my health, and my ever-growing family.
Oh,
what about
beautiful.
You, Coco? What do you give thanks to?
I give thanks to the really amazing opportunities that are presenting themselves to me. I feel like
beautiful.
It's just been a year of blessings. And I'm just so happy to be along for the ride. So
I love
many
that.
Thanks. Many thanks to that.
Many thanks to that.
So much thanks to this podcast, and this is an outlet for our creativity, and I love doing it. And I know it's a lot of work, but I genuinely love the work.
Yes. Thank you to everyone who is listening and who, you know, tunes in to continue to listen, who follows us on Instagram, who is just supporting us all the way through. So thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Who's reached out to us on email and everything. Like, just thank you. We see you.
Yes.
We appreciate you. And we're just so happy you're here.
Yes. Yes. And with that being said, I would want Colby to take us out with a little thankful, soothing, little Elvis Presley vibes.
I was doing this all day at the office, and might I say, I annoyed well of the two people that were there. Okay.
We'll have a blue Christmas without you.
Yeah, take it away, Elvis.
Decorations of red on a green Christmas tree. Have a blue Christmas without you.
Okay, it strains me so much. It genuinely hurts my body physically to do that impression. And I don't even think I did a good job because I couldn't really hear myself with the AirPods in. But you tell me, was that decent?
That was honestly beautiful. I couldn't tell if that was Elvis, if that was Austin Butler, or if that was Colby. I honestly couldn't tell you who was who. So beautiful. You are just gifting us so early this year.
The only issue I have with ending it here is that was a Christmas song and this is a Thanksgiving episode.
I don't know any Thanksgiving
songs. The same
songs.
Way the Macy's Thanksgiving Parade always ends with Santa, we're leaving it here with Elvis Presley.
Exactly. It's leading us into the next big thing.
There you go. Alrighty. Well, I love you and happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving to all. I love you, Coco, and we will see ya very, very soon.
Bye.
Bye.
Candle and coal.